Welcome to Tea Time with Nick. Today's episode is sponsored by me, Nick G. Only because I don't have any sponsors at the moment, but whatever. Hey, how are you guys? It has been so long. Well, not that long, because I recorded a podcast last month with my friend. You need to go check it out. It's pretty funny. But it's been a while since a video podcast. It's been so long. I can't even remember. I forgot even how to do anything. But yes, it has been a while. I have been lagging on the podcast, but that's not my fault. It's the topic's fault. Because if I don't care for a topic, then why am I going to talk about it? Like, I do this as an outlet for me and you guys, for you guys to enjoy my rants, you know? But if I'm talking about something I don't care about, like, it's not going to be any interest. It's not going to do anybody good. Like, you guys will just not like it. I just will be so bored talking about it. But I also have been working on a huge project. And when I say huge, I'm talking like so huge, out of my comfort zone, but I'm so excited. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I can't wait. That I'm currently working on that, but that won't come out until early next year. There's a lot that has to go into actual projects that I never even like realized, but I'm so excited. I wish I could tell you guys more, but I can't. I want to surprise you guys. So make sure you're following me on social media because you do not want to miss out. I promise it's going to be so good. And I literally cannot wait to tell you. I'm so excited. So Nick G with two I's on Instagram and Tea Time with Nick everywhere else. Or head over to teatimewithnick.com for everything you need. But yeah, back to this episode. This week we are going to be talking about Housewives, Cardi B's divorce and baby drama, Britney Spears's everything, and the return of pop music. I have to tell you guys so much. So on that note, let's dive in. Now, before we dive into the hot topics, I have to talk about politics. And I never talk about politics. I never want it to be a podcast that talks about politics. But, you know, everyone with like huge followings are like out here supporting, you know, people that they shouldn't be supporting because they're really bad. But I'm so excited that Kamala Harris is running for president. And I feel the need to talk about it because I'm feeling hopeful again for this country. And she just announced her vice president, which is Tim Walz. And I don't know much about him, but I do know that he's for the gays and for the women, which obviously means I'm for him because I just don't vote for myself. I vote for the dreamers out there who can't vote but are working and paying taxes like the rest of us. I vote for women everywhere and future women everywhere because men can't rule the world. Like us men can't have a say. Like, it's so crazy that men want to control so much, but like, just chill out. It's literally not that serious. So make sure you guys get out there and vote this November because it is important and your vote does count. So I have to say that, but enough with politics because I'm not that type of podcast. So let's move over to Housewives. Now, normally I would talk a long list about Housewives, but not much are on right now except OC and New Jersey, and I don't watch Dubai. But I am just so over Andy, and I'm so over the executives at Bravo because they are changing everything. And when I mean everything, like the revamps, the no reunions, like I'm just so over it. It's all going downhill. And I am normally not for a revamp. Like, I hate revamps. Like, I want the same faces. They bring it. Unless they're not bringing it, then yeah, whatever. Switch some people out. But if they're bringing it, why are we switching them out? So even though I'm not for revamps, I hope they revamp every single Housewives out there because I am tired of watching. So if they gave us everybody new, I can just be like, hey, this ain't for me no more. This is for the new generation of gays or women, but this is not for me anymore. But I am excited that Real Housewives of Atlanta is bringing back Phaedra, so I will be watching that because, you know, Atlanta's really gone downhill. And I really didn't care for Kenya, so that was never like a big deal to me. I wish Nene would come back, but I honestly think revamp everything so I could jump off this ship and peace out to Bravo because I am done. They are ruining everything. So after they revamp New Jersey, I'm just watching Beverly Hills, and after that, I'm done. Like, I'm checked out of Bravo. Like, they lost me, and I loved Bravo, because I love drama. So, that's that. Anyways, 2007 is so back. And what I mean by that is Lindsay Lohan's back on our screen. She's filming Freaky Friday 2 with Jamie Lee Curtis. The whole crew's coming back. She's going to be doing music in that movie. So I'm so excited because we love Lindsay Lohan music. And I keep talking about Xanax. She never put that out. I wish she would. Anyways, the pictures that they have released from the movie set look so good. And I cannot wait to see this movie because I love Lindsay Lohan so much. And then we have Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. They were just seen filming The Simple Life. And I have every season of The Simple Life on DVD. Like, I loved The Simple Life growing up. It was so fun. It was just so iconic. Look at their pics. They're so cute. And yeah, they're back at Sonic. They are probably filming in LA, but I wish they would have filmed in some backwoods town that nobody would have known who they are, or maybe they would have, but it would have just been so fun. But I can't wait to see what they're going to bring and what they're going to do. That is coming out on Peacock. I don't know when, but it should be coming out, I'm going to say, end of this year. Give us something for Christmas. Why not? Now, let's move over to Cardi B. Cardi B is officially getting divorced and pregnant. So she filed for divorce and is wanting full custody of her three kids, which made her, because she only has like two present, which made her have to announce that she's having a baby on Instagram, which she did with the quote saying, "With every ending comes a new beginning. I'm so grateful to have shared this season with you, and you have brought me more love, more life, and most of all, renewed my power, reminding me that I can have it all." What I get from that is meaning she can have it all without a man that's cheating on her, allegedly. So, you know, Cardi and Offset, is his name Offset? I don't even know his name. But they have so much history with him allegedly cheating on her and stuff, but they always get back together. I feel like this is every year or every 2 years that they split up and get back together. Normally he wins her over by buying her everything, but she has everything she needs. But most of all, I just want her to be happy. So whatever that means, if you need to leave your man or if your man needs to leave you to be happy, so be it. Unless it's mine, because I will kill him if he ever leaves me. That's just the way it is. But I can't wait for her to make music. I've been listening to her rap in Spanish and sing Spanish with Shakira, Peso Pluma, which I have been loving because honestly, we need that. You know, Cardi does it so good. And honestly, her singing voice with the Shakira, I was like, this sounds very anime to me. I don't watch anime, but there's something about her voice that's so angelic. It's so pretty. I love it. So yeah, I can't wait to see what she has coming up, and good for you, girl, if this makes you happy. Now let's move over to my queen, Britney Spears. She has so much going on, and I'm not even going to talk about the Osbournes because that's so old and they have apologized. Even though when I watched the clip of them, like, well, it was Ozzy talking about Britney and saying how her dancing and twirling, whatever, I didn't see any harm by it because from everything that I've seen of the Osbournes, they've only ever spoke highly of Britney. So I didn't think they meant anything malicious towards it, but they since apologized, even though Britney Spears called them out for being the most boring family in the world, which is crazy because I love the Osbournes. Like, I love the Osbournes. I love Britney, but I'm glad they apologized. It seemed very sincere. Ozzy's just funny. What do you expect? He's an old man. He's hilarious. So yeah, they apologize. All is forgiven. That's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about her collaboration with that skateboard company. It's like Welcome Skateboards. I don't know if you guys seen it, but of course I bought my merch. I hope you guys have bought some merch because, like, it's so iconic. It's so cute. Although I'm not paying $100 for a hoodie. Like, that's insane. I wanted the hoodie, but I'm not paying $100 for no damn hoodie. I'll make my own damn hoodie for like $20. It's so crazy that hoodies are so expensive. Like, what is the point? But anyways, it's also cute. Like, of course I had to get the skateboard. And people are like, are you a skateboarder now? And I'm like, no, I have a huge Britney collection. Like, hello. Yes, I'm that kind of fan. But it's not like on display anywhere. So I'm not like that crazy or weird. But I do have a huge collection. But that's in storage. Now, let's move over to her movie deal. Her book is coming to life. And I will be sat in that theater. And I will be crying. And I hope that I can rent out a theater. Because there's going to be music, obviously, as Britney Spears. There's going to be music. But I don't want to be like those, you know, when Beyonce and Taylor Swift had their concert and everyone was dancing. And they're like, I'm not going to be a part of that TikTok. Like, no. I want to be alone and just cry and watch it and sing to myself all in the movie theater. So I hope that's going to be available for me to do. And it has some really big people. So it has the director, John Chu. He directed Wicked, Crazy Rich Asians, and the producer, Mark Platt. He's also worked on Wicked, Legally Blonde, La La Land, I think, The Little Mermaid. So it's like huge. It's going to be a huge production. And apparently everyone wanted the rights to this, like Hulu, Netflix, Disney, like everybody but Universal got it. Allegedly, they paid 8 figures for it. There's no like set amount, but 8 figures. I'm just going to assume 60 million because it is Britney Spears. They know they're going to bring in a lot of people, which, hello, it's going to be number one movie. I already know. Like, I'm just telling you guys that right now. It's going to set records. So I can't wait. And people are now thinking, like, who should play Britney Spears? Like, I've seen Sabrina Carpenter as one. No. I've seen Addison Rae. Like, who is that? No. I personally think Millie Bobby Brown. Because when I seen her on, I think it was, like, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel, one of those talk shows. But she's been, like, giving some Britney vibes. So I don't know if she can, like, dance or anything. But just from the looks, yes. As long as we don't get the Britney who played Britney in that Lifetime movie, because that was crazy. So who do you guys think who should play Britney Spears? Like, who do you think would be a good choice? Because maybe there's somebody out there that we don't know who could play her really well. And I heard, and I think Addison Rae's from Louisiana, so people were saying that. I'm like, okay, and Zac Efron's from California, don't mean I should play him, you know, so whatever. Now, on that note, let's move over to music. Now, let me start by saying there hasn't been music where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so obsessed. I have to talk about this. But we have to talk about Paris Hilton. Now, I'm really rooting for her. I genuinely love her music. I genuinely feel like she's a really good artist when she puts out her own stuff. Like, I loved her first album. I loved her singles. Her singles are really good. But recently, these past two songs that she has released, I'm just not feeling. Especially her latest one, Chasing, but mostly because it has Meghan Trainor, and I'm just not a fan of Meghan Trainor. I used to like Meghan Trainor until, you know, the whole Britney thing. But you know, I'm going to choose Britney over Meghan. And I just don't know why Paris is working with the people who talk about Britney and Kim Petras, who's now working with Larry Rudolph, Britney's ex-manager. You worked with her multiple times. Although I know she was a big fan of you, so, you know, you guys have your own thing, whatever. But still, if you claim to be such a good friend of Britney Spears, like, why are you working with these people? Meghan Trainor's trashed Britney since they have the same entertainment manager, Lou Taylor, but whatever. That's a whole nother different conversation. But yeah, that's why I am just like, eh. Not really feeling it, but you know what? I'm still rooting for her, and I cannot wait for her album to come out September 6th called Infinite Icon, and maybe her other songs on the album are going to be 10 times better. I can't wait, but I have to talk to you guys about the Song of the Year. Now, I know I talked about the Song of the Year previously, but this is really the Song of the Year. Now, like I've been saying, pop music just hasn't been giving, like Taylor Swift, Beyoncé, Ariana Grande, like, they just haven't been giving me pop where I'm just like, oh my God. So a while back, I was talking about this pop girl, Alice Chater. I don't know if you guys remember. Here's a clip. If you guys want to praise somebody, I'm going to need you to put some respect on this girl, Alice Chater's name, because she is amazing. I love her sound. I love her dance style. You could tell she's a professional dancer. Well, she is back. And when I tell you this song is so catchy, it's so iconic. She's like hot. The song's good. She's dancing, giving you everything you want in a pop star. Like, she has really studied and knows what the gays and the people want. She is giving everything. You guys have to go listen to her new song. It's called Don't Let My Boyfriend Get in Your Way. And I genuinely listen to it all the time. And I'm not just saying that because to me, she's a friend in my head now. But I cannot wait to see what else she has planned. Like, you guys need to check out the video. It is so good. The song is amazing. And when I tell you I have it on repeat, it is on repeat. Like, I cannot get enough of it. Like, I'm obsessed with the song. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what else she does. And on that note, that is all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. And until next time, I can't wait to tell you guys what I have planned. Peace out.